People forget how fast you did the job, but remember how well you did it. Clark Carpet and Tile, 3302 West 6th Avenue.
Don't miss the dynamic disc open block party and food truck festival on June 17th in downtown Emporia. Join the festivities for a day of food, fun, and disc golf. KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. Live and local, this is KVOE News.
KVOE News time is at 8:17, sunshine and 67 degrees on our way to 86 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our second half of the newscast here this morning by Julie Hauer with Symphony in the Flint Hills. The huge event is slated for tomorrow, Waubunsee County. Julie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. I know you're very busy, and how's the setup process been?
Things are going well. We're excited for the event tomorrow. It'll be our 18th annual signature event. It's in Waubunsee County near Eskridge. So things are looking good, and we're excited for a good event tomorrow.
Yeah, Wade Pasture will be the site of Symphony in the Flint Hills. And, boy, you've got just a great day planned. When do things start, Julie?
The gates open at 1 p.m., and so we encourage everybody to get out there as early as they can. We have many activities scheduled around our theme, which is transportation in the Flint Hills.
Yeah, and Burlington Northern Santa Fe is one of your big sponsors this year, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They have been a great sponsor for many years.
And, yeah, transportation, yeah, that's going to be a good theme. And you have all kinds of activities, as we mentioned, Julie, happening throughout the day. You mentioned when the gates open, but a lot of tours and a lot of educational opportunities as well, isn't there?
That's right. We have education tents set up, and everyone can attend presentations on things related to transportation in the Flint Hills and the Flint Hills in general. They're guided prairie walks, so you can get a chance to get out there and learn about plants in the Flint Hills. They're covered wagon rides, and lots of stories by local musicians and poets.
Speaking of musicians, this wouldn't be a symphony in the Flint Hills without a symphony. Julie, and the Kansas City Symphony Orchestra once again slated to show their talents.
That's right. We enjoy having the Kansas City Symphony out every year, and they have a wonderful performance lined up. We do have a guest vocalist this year, Connie Dover, and she will perform with the symphony. So we're really excited to listen to that presentation.
Well, Julie, it's always an exciting time out in the pastures and really getting to take in the festivities. But do have to bring up, you know, obviously the last few years, Mother Nature hasn't always been very cooperative in some ways. You know, what kind of contingencies are in place just in case, you know, some storms pop up or we get some showers, as it's saying we might in the evening hours?
Sure. Well, as we know, Kansas weather is always changing. We are in constant communication with the National Weather Service located in Topeka and Wichita. On the day of the event, we have a National Weather Service representative on site, and we're also in contact with the Waubunsee County Emergency Management Group. So should a weather-related event happen, we know in real time, and we can adjust our plan accordingly.
Well, if there was ever a group that deserved a weather break, it is the Symphony in the Flint Hills.
Yeah.
That is for sure. So hopefully things will move forward unscathed this year in Waubunsee County. And just a great day. I tell you what, an event like this is really second to none. Have ticket sales been good, Julie?
They have. And there are still tickets available. If anyone would like to attend, you can get a ticket by going to our website, symphonyintheflinthills.org, and get your ticket and attend tomorrow.
Attend tomorrow and get in one of those covered wagon rides. That's a great experience, isn't it, Julie?
It is.
Hop on in. Stories by local musicians and poets. There'll be stargazing and even dancing planned at the Symphony in the Flint Hills, Waubunsee County, Wade Pasture, near Eskridge is the big event tomorrow. So anything else you'd like to add here, Julie?
Well, I would like to add we have two new additions that we're excited about this year. One I mentioned earlier, our guest vocalist Connie Dover. But second, after the performance, we have a Native American powwow scheduled. Sometimes getting out of the parking lot can be a process, and so we have lots of events scheduled after the symphony so people can take their time getting back to their car and hopefully be able to get out in a less congested manner. So we have that powwow going on. We have a story circle with cowboy poetry and dancing, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so you mentioned Connie Dover, and I know that looking at some information provided on the Symphony of the Flint Hills website, the Boston Globe basically wrote this about Connie Dover: the finest folk ballad singer America has produced since Joan Baez.
Wow.
That's saying something right there. So, going to be a great day, great night, Symphony in the Flint Hills. Well, Julie, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and let's all hope for great weather tomorrow.
Let's all hope. We're with you. We're pulling for you, Julie.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Have a
Thank
good day.
You, Julie.
Yeah, good to talk to Julie. Symphony in the Flint Hills. That's one major undertaking right there.
Yeah, it's huge. It's fun, though. It's a whole day's worth of activities. Always a great time there at the Symphony in the Flint Hills. Again, certainly crossing our fingers and toes, hoping the weather will cooperate, but it's looking like it's going to be a great day out there in Waubonsie County. Do want to remind everybody that coming up here shortly on our morning show schedule, we have What's in Outdoors. That'll be followed by our